In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Nicolette. Hello, Nicolette.
Hello, how are you?
You sound like you're far away. I'm doing well. Where are you?
I'm actually in Los Angeles right now. I'm usually from Westchester, New York, and I moved out here in February. And I think it was the right move because I was always back and forth before the pandemic. And then I was like, you know what? I have so many things out here. Let's just make that move.
What is going on in sunny City of Angels that advances your music career?
Yeah, I just feel like there's more opportunities out here for me. I'm in the studio. I have a lot of brands that I'm working with. And then I'm shooting a lot of music videos. And then while I'm here, I have so many different producers. So there was opportunities for me, you know, for me here.
Was that all your idea or did somebody say, hey, you ought to come to L.A.?
I've been wanting to make that move for such a long time. And then I was like, you know what? I really, really enjoy it out here. And I was like, let's make this change and let's just do it.
Well, you know, one of the hardest things about making a move is making the move, you know, to doing it,
exactly.
To packing your bags and committing to it.
Exactly. No, everything like that is, you know, it's a scary jump. But because my family's still in Westchester, they're very supportive in what I do, though. And they knew that this was the best move for me.
Now, you say brands. Are we going to see Nicolette the influencer?
Yeah, so it's funny. So, yeah, exactly. The influencer is kind of, I just love blogging, and I love makeup, and I love fashion. I do work with different makeup companies, and they'll send me different products, and then I post them, and it's so much fun.
Okay, let's take you out of the surreal life that is Los Angeles and bring it back to the reality of your childhood, okay? Yo, what town in Westchester are you from?
Okay, so I grew up in Dobbs Ferry.
Okay.
When we got a little older after high school, we actually moved to Ossining.
Do you remember your first time singing in front of people?
Yeah, so it was funny. It was Dobbs Ferry talent show. I sang The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
And classic.
Yeah, exactly. I literally, oh my God, every day I would sing that song, every day. And I would sing to my parents and the whole soundtrack. And I saw that they were doing a talent show. So I was like, let's just do it. I was probably 6 years old, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma made the Annie outfit and the wig. I'll never forget that. Because it's so funny. I've been looking back at old videos like that recently. And it's so crazy. Like little Nicolette, like on stage at seven. And I performed at the talent show. And that year I actually won. And then from there, I just loved music. I always would go up in my room and just sing. And then eventually my parents got me professional voice coaches in New York City. And then I just kept going and going. And it was always my passion.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Nicolette. Were you a theater geek after that first great experience in front of people?
I was more middle school that I would do plays. But then once I hit high school, I knew that that wasn't for me. I liked more pop.
What drives you? Is it the money, the fame, the pleasing people, entertaining? What do you think it is? Or all of the above?
No, I just feel like I really, really love music. It's just something that I really am passionate about and something that I literally wake up every morning. It's just about doing something that you really enjoy and love and knowing that one of your songs that you hope could touch people.
And I understand you're also charitable as well.
During the holidays, I love to perform at different hospitals, children's hospitals, and I'll sing Christmas music for them. I mean, I love giving back. I think it's super important.
Tell me about the song we're going to play called All In. Why did you write it? What is it about?
I had the writers and the producers. They were in New York, and they were playing me some beats, and I was telling them I wanted like a fun, happy, feel-good song, and I was writing about this guy that actually is my fiancé now, and I'm talking about how we're all in, how he's always there for me, how we can literally go anywhere, and we're always just so happy, and it's good times, and you're being all in with that person. Like, it's just you and me. Kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde kind of vibe.
I think you're all in on your career. You seem to be enjoying what you're doing. You seem to be making the decisions that are going to get you there. Or can people find out more about Nicolette, N-I-C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E?
And you can go on Nicolette Official. So Nicolette, 2 L's, 2 T's, official.com. And also, I do a lot of stuff on my Instagram, and that's Nicolette with 2 L's, 2 T's. and then Sings, S-I-N-G-S.
Okay, final task for you, Nicolette. Five words that best describe Nicolette.
I would say strong. I would say fun, happy, determined. And then I would say I'm a perfectionist. I'm a Virgo, so I just love being a perfectionist in everything that I do.
It's Nicolette in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today. She's strong. She's happy. She is, well, certainly all in and dedicated.
Yeah.
And here is a song called All In. Nicolette, best of luck. My regards to everybody out there. Wear SPF 35 in Los Angeles, okay?
Yes, please.
All right. Here's Nicolette at 100.7 WHUD.